Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to be checking in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, as airs with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
And good to connect once again. I was off last week, but great to be back with you talking about recipes as well. You know, I don't want to say that the summer is winding down. We're getting into fall, but it does feel that way.
I know, with, you know, the cool nights that we've been having, I'm really just trying to soak up all the last little bits of summer before the fall comes in with full force. So this week's recipe is for all of our barbecue enthusiasts out there trying to get the last little bit of summer. It's called homemade barbecue sauce.
Okay, this sounds great. Homemade barbecue sauce. Take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so making your own barbecue sauce at home is not only impressive if you're having company over, but it's also a really great way for you to be able to control how much salt and sugar are being added. And this recipe uses a few tricks to decrease the amount of added sugar and salt. So to make this recipe, first you're going to cook some chopped onion, minced garlic, a bit of thyme, chili powder, and black pepper in a bit of oil over medium heat for 3 minutes. Then you're going to stir in 2 cups of tomato passata, which is essentially pureed strained tomatoes in a jar. You could also just use plain tomato sauce for this instead. Also 3/4 cup of chopped pitted dates. And this is one trick that helps to reduce the amount of added sugar in this barbecue sauce, as dates are naturally very sweet. You're also going to add a bit of apple cider vinegar, some Worcestershire sauce, and hot sauce. And let all of that simmer for about 5 minutes, remove it from the heat, and let it cool slightly before scraping it into a blender and pureeing until smooth. And this recipe makes about 2.5 cups of your homemade barbecue sauce, which you can then use on chicken breast, drumsticks, burgers, you name it.
Oh, yeah, you name it. It sounds interesting. It's a great way to experiment with some different flavors. And as you mentioned, with the idea of a homemade barbecue sauce, it's a great way to control your sugar or salt intake if that's an issue.
Absolutely. And the, you know, the pureed strained tomatoes is also another way that it reduces the added salt in there too. So, you know what? I love barbecue sauce. I'm a huge fan, but sometimes, yes, you know, you're looking to reduce your sugar or salt a little bit. This is a great alternative.
And there's so many different types of barbecue sauce out there. Do you have a particular favorite in terms of, do you like it mild or spicy or something like that?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I think I love a good smoky barbecue sauce. A little bit of sweet, a little bit of smoky. I think that's probably my favorite type of barbecue sauce.
There you go. Homemade barbecue sauce with Sydney Brennan. Our recipe of the week. We'll have that available for you on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfornow.com. And be sure to check out Sydney Brennan's Facebook page. Sydney, you've just posted a recipe that involves berries and lots of them.
Yes, I just posted this morning a video for how to make 4 berry crisps. So this is a great recipe, you know, again, to soak up the summer and use some of those local berries that might still be out there. And it's super, super easy. So if you're looking for a dessert recipe to make over the weekend, check that out on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
And I tell you, it looks tasty. I'm looking at it right now on Facebook. It looks like a tasty treat for sure. 4 berry crisp. Sydney, anything else on the go? We got another weekend as the summer is winding down. How are the cats or kittens doing?
They are great, Jamie. Let me tell you, they love going outside. Every morning before I leave for work, they're yelling at me for me to take them outside. So I think this weekend we'll be taking them on some backyard strolls on their leashes and also doing some wedding prep because that is fast approaching in October.
Yes, yes, your wedding fast approaching in October as well. Oh my gosh, Sydney. And you still have time for our recipe of the week. It's incredible.
Absolutely. I love being here every Friday. It's the best part of my week.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Again, check her out. Check the Facebook page as well as her Instagram account as well. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks so much, Sydney, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jamie. I hope everybody has a great weekend as well.